There is some words in the book of Exodus, the second book of Scripture, that I want us to consider for a little time this evening. It has to do with the Passover and that last plague that came to the land of Egypt. And it tells us there on that occasion that, as you will know, the Lord tells his people that they were to do certain things, and then he would look down from heaven. And as chapter 12 of Exodus and verse 13, the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. Amen. We know the Lord will bless the reading of his word to all of our hearts. In that first verse that I read, it tells you there in verse 13, you have that phrase, "And when I see the blood, I will pass over you." When I see the blood, I will pass over you. The importance of being under the blood. That's what I want us to think about for a moment or two. The importance of being under the blood. It was going to be a fateful night in the land of Egypt. It was going to be the night of the Passover. The night when the last plague would be visited upon that land, and Pharaoh would finally not only give permission for the children of Israel to leave the land of Egypt, but he would actually tell them to go. He would plead with them to leave. Such would be that final judgment that would come down upon the nation of Egypt and upon Pharaoh. But we read there also the next verse, verse 14 of that chapter. It was going to be a memorial for the children of Israel. They were not to forget this night either. In fact, for generations to come, they were to keep it as a feast. And as we know, the Passover then, in subsequent times, became the primary feast in Israel. And that Passover feast, it's even observed among the Jews until this very day, is a reminder of what took place in the land of Egypt. And it is a reminder of this thought that I want to draw to your attention this evening, the importance of being under the blood. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And how important it is for us to be under the blood. There is an illustration of that importance here in this portion of Scripture, and in this incident that you read of here in Exodus 12, with the last of the plagues, the plague of the Passover. And what a difference there would be between the children of Israel and the Egyptians. Now, there were some of the other plagues that the Lord had made a difference as well between Israel and the land of Egypt generally. Israel were up in the northern part of it, in the land of Goshen. That's where they had been settled. And there were some of the previous plagues where the Lord had said to Moses to even tell Pharaoh, there is going to be a difference in this plague. For example, the plague of darkness that descended upon the land, which was just the previous plague to the Passover. There was a difference made there. Israel, it says, had light in their dwellings. The Egyptians were in the midst of a darkness, so dark that it could be felt. But there was going to be a far greater difference now when it comes to this day, this fateful night in the land of Egypt. When the Passover, when the death angel is going to pass through the land, and the night of judgment had come for this nation, there was going to be a difference. And men and women, the Lord indeed does give warning about the difference that there is. And even as you think about it here in our own context, as we live in this day and age in this world, the Lord does give warning that there is a difference that he makes between those who know him and those who don't. Those who are trusting Christ and those who are not trusting Christ. And that will even become all the more relevant and all the more apparent on that day of judgment, when Christ will come in power and in judgment to this world a second time. And then, more obvious than ever, there will be a difference between those who know him and those who don't. But then it will be too late, as it was in the land of Egypt. It was too late when the death angel came then to think about being under the blood. It was too late for Pharaoh and for all of the Egyptians, for the Lord said that from the royal palace right down to the lowliest servant, in fact, right down to the very firstborn among the beasts, that the death angel was going to smite every firstborn that was not under the blood. So how important it is that we are under the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And by that we mean that we're cleansed by it, that the Lord looks down upon us and he sees the blood, just as he looked down upon those homes and as the angel, the death angel, swept through the land of Egypt, that the Lord saw the blood upon the doorposts and the lintels. How important it is to be under the blood. There are some things that I want to draw to your attention. First of all, I want you to consider the necessity of being under the blood. The necessity of being under the blood. Because that division that I've already been speaking about was going to be a division that was marked by this one very thing. Who was under the blood and who was not? As that death angel swept through, it was homes that were under the blood that the death angel did not enter. And where there was no blood, then the death angel did enter and smote the firstborn in those homes. So it was this simple point, who was under the blood in the land of Egypt? And we know from reading this chapter and the previous chapter as well, chapter 11, how the Lord did give the instructions, how he told Moses to teach the children of Israel, show them what they were to do with regards to the Passover lamb, and how that lamb was to be taken and slain when its blood was to be taken. The Lord had made that provision. He had told Israel about the Passover lamb because it was going to be the blood and only the blood that was going to make the difference. Nothing else. If there was somebody among the children of Israel who would not listen to Moses, who thought, well, we can be careless about this. Sure, we've been preserved in some of the other plagues. If they had been careless about the instruction to be under the blood and had not done as they were commanded, then the death angel would have entered there as well. Their name would not have been sufficient. It underscores the point. There was only one thing that made the difference. The demarcation between who survived and who didn't was this truth, who was under the blood. And that's exactly as it is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is who is cleansed by the precious blood but will enter into heaven. Because heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. And nothing that defileth will enter into heaven. And we are defiled, the Bible says, by nature we are sinners. By nature and by practice. And therefore, we need the cleansing power of the precious blood. And if we are not under the blood, we are lost. And lost forever. Whoever we are, we are lost forever. It is the blood that will make the difference. Many times people read the book of the Revelation looking for the mark of the beast and wanting to know, well, what is that mark? Even in the present time, there's people who are trying foolishly to make some connection between the mark of the beast and something to do with the COVID-19. But you know, there's a far more important mark in the book of the Revelation that ought to concern us. It's the mark of the blood. There in the book of the Revelation, it tells us about the Lord putting a mark upon those who know him and who belong to him. And what is that mark? Surely that mark is the cleansing blood. Surely that's what marks out an individual as belonging to the Lord, ready for heaven. It is that they're under the blood. There's an absolute necessity for us. You can have religion. You can be decent and upright in many ways. You can live what others think is a commendable life. But my friend, that will never do anyone any good to get to heaven. They must be under the precious blood. And tonight, then, we want to preach the blood and make much of the blood of Jesus Christ, because it is cleansing blood and it will make the difference. Moses told the children of Israel that if anybody left their homes, they would no longer be under the protection of the blood. So if during the course of that night there was somebody who decided, well, I will go out, I will leave my home, I will go out into the street, they were leaving the protection of the precious blood. And they would be smitten if they were the firstborn, if they were not under the blood in their homes. And all teaching us this important truth, that the one thing that made the difference in Egypt that night was whether you were under the blood. Not necessarily whether you were born an Egyptian or born an Israelite, but what was important was whether they were trusting under the blood. And it underscores that point again and again to us, that if we are ever to be in heaven, we must be under the blood. So you have the necessity of it. I want you to consider, secondly, the application of the blood. The application, because not only was the blood to be shed and this point made about the importance of it, but there was particular instructions given regarding the application of the blood. The blood had to be applied to the doorposts and to the lintels of each home. This is how the Lord would see the blood. It's one thing for the blood to be shed, for the Paschal lamb to be taken and to be slain, and even for the blood to be caught as the animal was slain. But Israel were to be careful to apply the blood. It had to be applied to the doorposts and to the lintels of each home that was going to be safe, or else the death angel will enter. The Lord was looking for the personal application of the blood. And only where the blood was on the doorposts and on the lintels. And there is particular reference made here to that. It's verse 33 of this chapter, where it tells you that they were to apply the blood and it would be upon the lintels and the Lord would see it. And it does underscore a very important truth in our day and age as well. You see, many people know the gospel. Many people can maybe even rehearse it and explain it themselves to a certain extent, because they've become so familiar with it. Maybe they've been under its preaching. They've been taught the scriptures in childhood. They've heard the message of the gospel. So in that sense, they know about the gospel. They know about Jesus Christ. They know about him going to the cross. They know about him shedding his blood in that sense. But do you notice the point that is being emphasized here to the Israelites? It's personal application of the blood that matters. It's a personal application that matters. It's not just a knowledge of these things. You can know about these things and yet never be in Christ, never be trusting in the blood, never be under its protection. Because all you do is you know about it. You've never come to trust in Jesus Christ. And there in that account that is given to us here in Exodus chapter 12, that Passover night and the instructions that were given to Israel, there is the importance of the blood being applied. It has to be applied personally to the doorposts and to the lintels, so that that particular individual, that firstborn in that home, that lived in that particular house where the blood was applied to the doorposts and to the lintels, that particular individual was safe and secure under the blood. You see, there has to be personal redemption. Yes, we can think about those great gospel texts that speak of the love of God, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. You can even narrow it down a little to those words of the Apostle Paul, when he said Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And there he's thinking about all of those who are saved. But what about Paul when he said Christ loved me and gave himself for me? That's personal redemption. That's just not speaking about it in some general way. That's just not having some general knowledge of the things of God. Paul was able to say Christ loved me and gave himself for me. He shed his blood for me, is what Paul the Apostle is saying. Personal redemption. And we need personal redemption. There needs to be that personal application of the precious blood to us. There needs to be a time in our lives individually when we have come to trust in Jesus Christ and know him as our own personal Savior and know the cleansing power of his precious blood. That truth is taught to us away back there in Exodus in this account of the Passover. It is not redemption, it is not religion. It is not a general knowledge about these things that we need. It's personal redemption. And this evening I certainly would challenge you in that regard. Do you know the Lord personally? Is there personal cleansing, personal salvation, personal redemption? Salvation is a personal thing between an individual and God. A real thing. You just imagine what it must have been like in those homes in Egypt, particularly if you were a firstborn in those homes, and you knew what it said, that if the blood was not upon the doorposts and upon the lintels, the death angel would enter and death would come, and the only way to escape this was to have the blood applied. Wouldn't a firstborn be very interested to make sure that the father or whoever was the head of the house had applied the blood to the doorposts? Not just enough to take the lamb, not just enough to slay the lamb, not just even enough to catch the blood that would have come from the lamb. But that firstborn would have been very careful to make sure that the blood was on the doorposts and upon the lintels. His life depended on it. And may the Lord indeed illustrate the point and drive it home to every heart this evening under the sound of our voices, the importance of personally and individually being under the blood. We need personal cleansing. Personal cleansing. That's why the blood was shed. Personal cleansing. The personal blotting out of our sins. To be able to say, like Paul did, Christ loved me and gave himself for me. And we can only say that if there's been a personal application of the cleansing power of the precious blood to us. That brings us to the last point that I want you to consider here, and that is the identity of the blood. You see, it speaks about the blood of the Passover lamb. The Passover lamb. There was never a Passover before this. Oh, there was sacrifice before this. But there wasn't a Passover as such. The Lord gave those instructions to Moses, and he was to pass them on to the children of Israel, that they were to take a lamb, a particular lamb. And it was going to be this lamb, that the blood from this lamb was going to be taken. There's some very interesting points that are made about this particular lamb. It was a chosen lamb. It tells us that they were to choose it on the 10th day of the month. So it was a selected lamb, specially chosen. And not only was it a chosen lamb, but it had to be a lamb without blemish. That was part of the reason for selecting it on the 10th day of the month, and then it was going to be slain on the 14th day of the month. It was that over that 3 or 4 day period, they would be able to observe that lamb and to make sure that it wasn't sick, it wasn't lame, it had no blemishes in it whatsoever, that it was indeed fitted to be the Passover lamb. So there was that time when it was examined and it was proved to be a lamb without blemish. And then on the 14th day of the month, in the evening time of that particular day, they were to take that lamb and they were to slay it. And they were to take the blood of that lamb and then apply it to the doorposts and to the lintels, as we have been considering. Why are all of those details important? Because they point forward to who the Lamb is. The Lamb is the Son of God. Remember John the Baptist when preaching near the Jordan, and he looked up and he saw Jesus Christ coming towards him, and he cried out, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." John didn't say, "Behold a Lamb." John said, "Behold the Lamb." The Lamb. This is the Lamb that was foreshadowed and typified, and all of those sacrifices in the Old Testament pointed to. This is the Lamb, John said. There was never going to be another Lamb after that. So all of those details that are given to us, for example, here in Exodus with regards to the Passover Lamb, had to be chosen, had to be without blemish, had to be slain in the evening time, then the blood applied. Those things are all pointing forward to Jesus Christ. Isn't he the chosen one? Isn't that what Messiah means? The chosen one, the anointed one, the one particularly set apart for a work and for an office. And Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He is the appointed one, the anointed one. He is the chosen one, we can say. The one chosen of God. God chose his own dear Son in order to bring about redemption and to give power to the precious blood to cleanse away sin. God chose his own dear Son. He was without blemish during his time here on earth. And there may even be a correspondence between that period of time from when the Lamb was chosen until the Lamb was slain that corresponds with our Savior's time here on earth. But there was that period of time when the Savior was here on earth and it was shown that he was without blemish. They could find no fault in him. Even Pilate said that, and Herod said that, Judas Iscariot said that, the centurion at the cross said it as well. Even those who would have gladly found fault in him, and it would have helped their conscience if they could have found fault in Jesus Christ. And yet even those who were his enemies, as Judas Iscariot said, I have betrayed the innocent blood. Christ was without blemish. He is the Lamb. He was slain in the evening time. As the Jewish evening was coming on, the Lord Jesus Christ gave up the ghost. And he died to fulfill that type and that picture that is given to us here in the Passover Lamb. So when we think about the identity of the blood, it's pointing forward to God's Lamb. It's pointing forward to the Lamb of God, God's own dear Son, who took our nature and went to the cross that he might then shed his blood and pour out his life unto death in order to cleanse us. We know that to be the case because we can turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. And there in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, it says, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. There's Paul bringing in that thought that we have been thinking about. For even Christ our Passover. The Passover Lamb pictures Christ. And there's Paul bringing together the Passover Lamb from centuries ago in the Old Testament to the time the Lord Jesus Christ died at the cross. And he says, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. And when you think of that sacrifice that took place at the Passover, the Lamb had to die in order for the blood to be applied. There was no other way to apply the blood to the doorposts and to the lintels and to escape the death angel. The Lamb had to die. The blood had to be shed, had to be applied. And so there is a necessity about the cross of Jesus Christ. The cross isn't some optional extra. It wasn't a case that somehow things turned out not the way the Lord expected, and therefore he decided he would go to the cross. The cross was absolutely necessary because there Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. He shed his blood so that you and I this evening can be trusting under that blood and depending upon it. And it brings us back to the point that we started with by saying we want to think about the importance of being under the blood. And tonight, how important it is to know the cleansing power of the precious blood. And if you do not know that cleansing power, then may the Lord draw you unto himself even tonight. May the Lord speak to you. May the Lord show you that you are a sinner, but also show you that there is a way of cleansing. Oh yes, you can be brought down low at the thought of your own sin. But my friend, there's hope in the cross. There's hope in Christ. There's power in his cleansing blood. You can be sure that his blood will cleanse you from your sins, because it is the power, it is the blood of the God-man, a sinless God-man. There's wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Power to cleanse. Power to protect. And may we indeed be under the blood this very night. May the Lord bless his word to all of our hearts. I'll just finish with that statement again out of the verse of Scripture. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And may that be said of each and every one of us, that we're under the blood. And when the Lord sees the blood, he will indeed pass over us. May the Lord bless his word.